This is Monocle on Design Extra. It's a short show covering everything from architecture and craft to furniture and fashion. Venice Beach-based design practice Nuova was founded by Canadian Rodrigo Cowler and Italian Enrico Pietra, both alumni of EGAL in Switzerland. For this year's Milan Design Week, they have taken over a bistro in Via Stampa, central Milan, where they are developing their idea of time travel design while showcasing the practice's first ever public furniture and lighting collection. Taking visitors back to the year 1971 through the room design, music, and even staff uniforms, the collection showcases the pair's deep commitment to research and their multi-pronged design approach that even stretches to perfume. Monocle's Ed Stocker caught up with Rodrigo and Enrico at our pop-up studio in Brera to talk about the two projects they have in the Lombard capital this year.
We were able to really put together all of our, you know, design references, our philosophies, our, you know, way of working, and it kind of really all made sense in this kind of one moment of light. From that moment, we decided to really push forward that as the next project that we unveiled and also kind of created our debut for our design practice, Nuova. So yeah, we used everything in that kind of scenography or in that moment and recreated it in two different spaces. One, which is at Via Stampa. It's a restaurant in the center of Milan near the Duomo, and we built a time travel capsule inside of this restaurant so you can kind of experience that. And on the other side at the Cafe Rimowa, which is at Capsule Plaza.
Why this year? Why 1971 specifically, Enrico?
It came to us. We didn't choose. I mean, the music, the sound, the moment, everything was like all connecting 1971. And then more we researched, more we found like all connection, all pieces, all design. Everything was like going back to this moment, to this like time. So we decided, okay, we had to assume it. This is like the moment that we are trying to travel back.
Exactly. It started with the music. We're in this space. It's like this cabin in the middle of Joshua Tree. It's kind of around like midnight. We're just, you know, working on some design stuff. And then the song goes on and it just was kind of like this click. It was like, holy shit, dominoes. Everything made sense in that moment from like the people that we were working with, from the brands that we were working with. A lot of people know, but in 2020, we were supposed to actually debut our work at Spazio Maiocchi with Andrea Zittel, building this pavilion for time travel. We created a collection called Artifacts for Time Travel, and this was really the kind of missing link to think like, holy shit, we're back at Andrea's house in the cabin, time traveling back to 1971. So that was really, for us, I think, the key moment that gave us the green light to go ahead and be like, this is what we're spending the next year working on.
At the bistro, I think even the staff are wearing sort of decade-appropriate clothing. So it's not just the setting itself or even the pieces, but you've done everything. You know, you've got fully involved in this concept.
Totally. Yeah, we collaborated with L'Equipe. It's a small atelier in Los Angeles that makes incredible clothing. We built the uniforms with them, and our concierge is there from 9:30 in the morning until 12:30, basically guiding guests through the experience. It's a 6-minute performance. And then there's another aperitivo shift from 3:30 to 6:30 where you can sit down and kind of take a little break from the craziness in Milan.
Inside you can find not only like furniture, but we design also a perfume. So inside you can smell also the fragrance of 1971, because we have like our own brand that is Air. And we decide also to showcase for the first time in Milan. Mm-hmm. So you can get inside, you see, you smell, you taste, you get a full experience.
Yeah, fully sensorial. And it's also a preview of the project that we'll be hopefully launching in the next 2 years, and it'll be in Palm Springs. So,
I mean, tell us about this collection, though, because it's your first public collection. You've done pieces before. Obviously, you've worked with lots of different brands as well. Tell us what's in this lighting furniture collection.
Mm-hmm. Well, all of them are different props. They're different characters, essentially, of the scene. We really wanted it to feel almost like a sitcom. So, like the characters of a sitcom, the furniture pieces are actually the characters. And each one has its own vibe, but all together they kind of create this synthesis of, you know, poetry in a way. From a sofa, we have three different lighting pieces in there. We have a low table, we have a sound system. What else is in there? We have the bonsais.
We have the bonsai, we have
toys.
A light installation.
Yeah. They're all kind of coming together, and they're all references for different pieces and kind of the experience that we built throughout the last year.
And for each piece, we also went like deep into the research. I mean, everything is made in Italy. And we decide also like for that. I mean, we study design for luxury and craftsmanship in EGAL. So for us, like always going back to craftsmanship is what also we we think that is the best for a project because it gives soul to the entire like collection. So the textile, for example, is made by Tori Lana. It's like this crazy, amazing company based in Albino, province of Bergamo. They are around since the 1200, and we went to archive, we sourced like these textile. We use one that is from the 70s, designed by Frattini, and another one that was previously used by Gucci. So even like the choice of the materials, the wood, we use like lacquer wood, as was the trim of a car in the 70s. The marble from Verona, again, 70s, very vibe during that time. So each piece has its own soul, has its own like kind of characteristic that is like connecting to the past. But we always want to work on this tension between like past and future. For us, like it's our work, so it should be referencing, but should also like bring something new, something like more contemporary.
Yeah, and I think like the finishes and the colors and everything in there really work well together. Like when you, especially at night, if you come by, we have a speakeasy shift, which we do like one tour for a selected person or a group of people. But yeah, really the lighting in the evening, the colors of the carpet, the colors of the sofa, everything really, really works together. But then there's also a kind of signature detail of using, you know, polished materials, aluminum specifically, which for us has kind of always been like the material of choice, you know, working with Rimowa. Using that as well throughout a lot of our collections with them. But yeah, aluminum for us was the starting point. And then we wanted to kind of deviate and create a little bit more soul as, you know, aluminum and polished materials, blacks and whites become very dull. So we wanted to bring a bit more energy into that and really have a larger conversation to what design can do in a curated environment.
That was Rodrigo Cala and Enrico Pietro of Nuova there, in conversation with Ed Stocker. That's all for this week from Milan. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length programme, Monocle on Design, airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Or, if you prefer print, then pick up a copy of Monocle magazine on all good newsstands now. Today's episode was produced by Steph Chongu. Thanks for listening.